The NDP's deputy leader is criticizing the province for not properly consulting with First Nations for its sweeping legislation that government officials say is meant to spur housing development. During question period in Queen's Park on Monday, Kiutunung MPP Saul Mamakwa spoke out against the Ford government for Bill 23, the More Homes Built Faster Act, which received royal assent that same day. It's 2022. It is very colonial for Ontario to abuse their power by making these bills without consultation or engagement with First Nations, Mamakwa said. Steve Clark, the province's Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, responded to Mamakwa's question in the legislature. Our government knows how important it is to work with our Indigenous leaders to create opportunities for them and meet our obligations to them on our shared priorities, he said. Mamakwa responded that, this government cannot continue to say, our First Nations. You do not own us. He said he's received numerous messages from municipal leaders, Indigenous groups and citizens who are opposed to the legislation. That is a lot of people to listen to. Will this government start listening to people who are protecting the lands and the waters instead of their developer friends? He asked. Indigenous Affairs Minister Greg Rickford also responded, saying the Ontario government continues to honor its duty to consult with Indigenous communities, but the government won't back down on its plan to fast-track developmental procedures to produce more homes. Look, we have an opportunity to build more houses for more families, Rickford said. We've heard it from more than just municipalities. Frankly, we heard it from Indigenous communities. They see an opportunity to invest in real estate properties. Anishinaabe Nation issued a press release on Monday, with Grand Chief Derek Fox reaffirming the predominance of Treaty No. 9 and Treaty No. 5, while supporting First Nations to assert their rights and jurisdiction over their traditional territories, and also expressing criticism of the provincial and federal governments. Our federal and provincial treaty partners continue to make decisions and impose legislation without the free, prior, informed consent of our nations, which is in violation of our treaties, Canadian, and international law. They are respectfully advised that development cannot proceed without full recognition of the rights of our nations, Fox said in a statement.